to look good.
I'm not, you know, it's not about that. It would not be about me throwing you under the bus. You know what it would be? It would be released through documented people coming on the record and it, having the protection to do so that haven't had yet. It would be eyewitness statements. It would be evidence, tons of it. And it would be through years. And it would be unbelievable to imagine that either I'm in a secret fake club, or B, I've had
a secret what?
I've had a secret fight club, or that I have been plotting to do this for the, you know, for 3 years, and while taking pictures of it and documenting it, just saving it up for the right time when I'm not asking for any money and have nothing financial to gain from it. But no one is going to believe that. No one is going to believe that one of the two alternatives, either I'm in a fight club, or I've been going through hair and makeup, or going through makeup through all these years, where I have corroborating text messages between people that match those dates of those timestamps, validated photos of I would either corroboration between people hearing us, or corroboration of next day, you know, Whitney sending text message to Kevin, him responding, or, you know, the kind of stuff like between me and people in your life. It is insanely cross-corroborated, then, if it is a plan. I'm going to put makeup on myself and take pictures throughout years and just sit on it for years. While having this, like, imaginary life run parallel to it, do you understand that the pictures I have match with, like, text messages to my mom back and forth about it, you know, and text messages between, say, Raquel and my mom, or Raquel and my dad, or, you know, between my two friends, or there's a text message where I tell Jody the night before I had that James Corden night show thing, where I say, hey, Jody, I've had an accident, I have a busted lip. I may have a busted nose and two black eyes tomorrow because I don't know how bad it will be until the morning, and we may have to cancel. But I don't know how I'm icing it. I'll let you know in the morning, you know, and things like that. It doesn't matter. There is nothing that. Nothing, and all of that won't be me throwing you on the spot. That will be evidence in this case, which I will have. It will be criminal as well because I cannot go on Friday and file without filing a police statement first. And the only reason I haven't filed that police statement, which has been used against me, by the way, every day, and the only reason I won't do it, I haven't done it. It's because I don't want to hurt you, and that means it goes out of my hands. And every, we had a third-party prosecutor come, and a criminal lawyer come, and they went, like, the problem is, hearing from you, like, your biggest struggle is that this is just, it's the most solid evidence case of domestic violence I've ever seen. And if you give this over to them or present any part of it, they will prosecute him. And I felt like, I would never want that for you. Because it's hard for me to even understand. I don't call myself, like, it's not in my head. It's hard for me to even accept any sort of victimdom ever.